All right, on today's show, we're going to be talking about entrepreneurship and the difference between traditional education and non-traditional. And be ready. It's going to be a good one. Don't forget to like, comment, and share.
It's Mauricio Mejia live. Entertainment guru, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, author, and speaker. It's Mauricio Mejia live.
All right, guys, welcome back to Mauricio Mejia Live. We are live here in downtown San Jose, Studio B, heart of Silicon Valley. And I'm very excited today to have these two young entrepreneur, Latino entrepreneurs, born and raised here in San Jose, California. Again, heart of Silicon Valley. And I'm very excited to have two brothers with a vision. And I'd like to welcome my tocayo, Mauricio. And Luis, what's happening, my brother? How are what's you guys today?
How's it going? How's it going?
Good, thank you for having us. One, thank you so much for making the time to be here today. And congratulations on your guys' journey. Yeah. We're going to dive into it and we're going to get to the roots of it and really see the development of what it takes to start a business, and especially a paleta business, bro. Out of all the businesses in the world, a paleta, which, by the way, I love your paletas. I've had them, and I've had to cut back on them because if not, I'm going to add another 10 pounds of weight over here. But guys, I want to go into and dive into the story and go into a little history of where it all started. You guys are entrepreneurs now, but someone had to ignite that trigger, that entrepreneurial spirit. For me, it was my mother. I talk about that, where she provoked that entrepreneurial spirit in me. She was an immigrant, came here to the United States, and she wanted a better life. And she instilled those morals and that kind of drive into me. So, guys, where does it all start? And who do we start with here? Do we flip a coin or what's up? Do we go with the baby brother or older brother, huh? What?
We're born and raised in San Jose, raised in the East Side.
Okay.
Two hardworking parents. Dad was a dialysis tech, worked nonstop. Mother, she worked in the biotech field up until her job got sent overseas.
Okay.
And she had to find a new career at age, 34, 35,
yeah.
Somewhere around that. She had her reroute.
Yeah, that's a flip, right?
Yeah, she already thought she was sitting there, and all of a sudden her job leaves, so now she's got a reroute.
Wow.
Yeah, father was work all the time, middle class, lower middle class family.
Okay.
So
what did your father do?
He was a dialysis technician.
Dialysis tech, that's right.
Worked for the county.
That's right, okay.
From that, his work ethic, we always saw that, just nonstop working double shifts, as much as he could. We had soccer practice. We grew up playing competitively, and he would always make time to take us to practice. He's an avid runner, so he'd always find time to run. Mm-hmm. And we'd be like, as kids, like, how does he do it? How does he work nonstop and still have time to do all these things and still show time for his family? And I guess through that, it just really showed us the resiliency part of it and the work ethic, that if you want something, you could go do it, and mm-hmm. you don't have to complain about it. He would wake up, smile on his face. At times, you'd get a little bit agitated for two young kids. You're running wild.
Is there any other siblings or just you?
We have a third sibling.
That's right.
Younger brother,
okay.
Gabriel.
Okay.
He's also part of the business as
nice.
Well. He's their accountant. He graduated from San Jose State.
You said younger, so how much younger is he?
8 years younger.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's handling the books, huh? All right.
He's the one handling
right.
the books, yeah.
All right.
So everything stays in-house for us.
Nice. Okay.
It all stays within the family.
And let me ask you, Paleta Planeta, it's always like a tongue twister there.
Yeah.
How did that, who came up with it, and how did that idea come up with? And
COVID hits, right?
Yeah.
You know, the
2020, right? I'm familiar with 2020 very
COVID.
Well. I think we all are.
COVID hits, everything slows down. I'm working two jobs at the airport. Even at the airport, things slow down,
yeah.
Right? You get no hours, whatever the case might be. And I'm over here, stuff. Start turning in my head, like, hey, I got to do something, because if I stay here, I'm just a number and I could be let go, just as I saw people left and right all around me get let go, right? In all types of industries. So I started thinking, wow, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do?
You must have saw a crazy hit, like the minute that COVID hit.
Oh, yeah.
The airport just shuts down and it becomes a ghost town.
Literally a ghost town, yeah. Straight ghost town. There's nobody flying, no movement, no nothing. You're just, the world stops.
Yeah.
So you're like, dang, like, I was just thinking, man, if I stay here, if I keep working like this, yeah, I'm going to get a paycheck, but am I really fulfilling what I really want to do? Am I really fulfilling my desires and leaving something for my children? So the wheels started turning. We have cousins that are actually paleteros, third generation. Their grandfather passed down to their father, passed it down to them. So I, you know, one of my cousins came to San Jose, started doing his thing, and I was like, hey man, like let's partner up, let's do something together. And he's like,
here we go, the families, right?
Yeah.
Trying to do business with family now. Friends and families.
Friends and family started to make sense. He was like, no, I don't want to do that, primo, because what if something happens and we end up wrong and we're going to mess up relationships? How about, look, it took a while to get that in. So he ended up moving down to Texas. His sister's down there. And he was like, look, I talked to my sister. How about we do you one better? Because of your father, we're in the United States. And my father helped bring almost all his family up here.
All right.
So he's like, because of him, we'll teach you how to fish, catch your own fish, and you guys can do whatever you want with it. So we're still in COVID. This is still in COVID time. I'm asking my brother. He has a good job. He's stable. He's stable. He's comfortable.
Really quick. So what are you doing during all this time right now?
So I was just working.
So we got somebody here that's interested in creating something, trying to build something.
Yeah.
You're not in the picture, and your little brother's probably playing with toys and shit. Something's brewing, and where are you at in all of this?
I'm just working at the county. We were working from home. I'm an employment counselor for the county of Santa Clara. So
okay.
I was working from home. We were basically just honed down, right? I was still working. He kept on insisting that he wanted to go on this venture, and I said, nah.
But it's COVID, right?
Yeah.
You got to be really crazy to start a business during COVID, but yeah I get
it. And then he kept saying, and I've always been the guy that, it has to make sense number-wise. He's been always the dreamer, the visionary. He doesn't think everything through sometimes. He just wants to take off.
That's right.
I just want to jump off the cliff.
Yeah, we just fucking head first.
We'll figure it out.
Even if we're bleeding and shit, we're like, hey, are we in though? Are we in?
He's the type of person that I could tell him right now, hey, I have $1 million. What other business can we do right now? Start popping ideas out of nowhere. And they'll be great ideas, but he's that type of guy that just runs. He runs. So
there's no formal plan. It's just a great idea, and we'll find out. Yeah, we have similarities. I dive into shit without a formal plan, and then I'm like, fuck. All right, I guess we're ways deep in the shit now, so we might as well keep going.
Yeah.
So he kept bugging me, and I finally, from hearing him, I got tired of hearing it. So I was like, okay, let's do it. But first, I have to go learn from them. For my cousins.
Yeah.
I have to, once they open up the books and I see number wise it makes sense, then we'll go forward.
Okay.
So he's like, oh, just give it a try. Just go over there, learn, and then come back and see if it works. So I went, I flew out to Texas. I learned from them. They opened up the books, they opened up everything to us.
So he kept his word. No, your cousin kept his word.
Yeah, secrets, no nice. nothing like, oh, that's off limits, or I can't discuss that with you, or nothing.
How successful is their business right now?
They're doing really good.
They're in Kyle, Texas, called La Ola Pop Shop.
Okay. Yeah.
And our other cousin in El Seguin, Texas, La Playa.
Nice. Yeah,
they do fairly. Well. They do well.
Doing well.
Okay.
Yeah. Doing well.
And you guys are going to be doing super great too. All right. So continue.
I go. Yeah. They open up the books to me, everything to me. No secrets, no nothing. I come back and I say to Mauricio, Mauri.
I think he was still on the flight home. He was like, hey. We're doing it.
I'm in. So you didn't go?
No, I didn't go. My daughter was about to be born.
All right.
Around that time, so I couldn't. I had to stay home.
Okay.
So I went. We went. I went on the way back, on the flight back. I text them. It's a go.
It's a go.
So when we got back, I started ordering the machines. We started looking into the machines. We ordered one from Brazil. When they shipped, it had to be in quarantine for a month, so it delayed. And it was a big old thing, and I'll let them go into that part, the rest of it from there.
Yeah, so machine was quarantined.
So he comes back. Hold on. He comes back. He's excited. He's like, I'm in. It's your idea. He's against it. And really quick, education. What's your highest level of education?
I went to Cal State East Bay. I graduated from Cal State East Bay.
All right.
I have a degree in health science, administration, and management. So nothing to do with paletas.
Nothing to do with business. It's more of administrative stuff.
Administrative stuff in the healthcare.
In the healthcare industry.
The hospitals, yeah.
Which, by the way, it is that's a great industry to be in.
Yeah.
That could be another vertical or another business that we can develop later.
Yeah.
And then you, Mauricio, where, as far as education, what's the...
As far as education, I just went to Evergreen College for about 2 semesters.
Okay.
Just to play on the soccer team. And that was pretty much it
for
me.
And get out of the house? Tell your parents you're going to school?
Yeah, I'm going to school, right? Because you don't want to let them down and say, I don't want to go to school. Let's go to school. And I went just I don't know, being in the classroom, doing the homework, doing all that stuff. It just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And then so they were like, all right, if you don't gotta go to school, if you're not gonna go to school, then find a job. Yeah. So I had to find a job. So started working. Really no entrepreneurial bone in my body is besides get a check, buy a fit, go to the club.
Yeah.
Let bottles, repeat, let's go. But I was always creative. There's certain things that I like, and I would say I'm ahead on stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, creative in that sense. So besides that, yeah, no entrepreneurial experience at all.
Yeah,
it's just a dream, a vision and a dream. And I knew once he went and he texted back, like, it's a go. I was like, it's a go.
You
like, all right, we're
you
on.
You got a partnership. You got a, you have a, where you have support.
Yeah. And right? I knew without a doubt from day one, once I had the vision for it, I knew I wouldn't be able to do it without him.
Nice.
If I teamed up with some other guy that's also a visionary or whatever the case might be, what are we going to do? A hobby? Like, I wasn't trying to build a hobby. No. I wanted to build an empire or start building an empire, work towards it.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. And I knew I had to get my brother on board.
Let me ask you, and I already know the answer, but I got to hear it. We got to have it on record. Would you ever go back to a job?
No, I'm actually...
No, in the beginning, maybe you probably butted your heads, but... Yeah. After the time, how long you guys now? It's about 4 years?
2 years.
Oh, okay, but you started in COVID, so let's...
2021, we sold our... October 5th of 2021, we sold our first paleta out of our parents' house.
There you
all
go.
Through Instagram.
All right.
Just straight off of Instagram, nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so going back, would you... The freedom that you guys have experienced, the growth that you guys have seen, the taste of seeing and feeling the success ahead, would you go back and get a job?
No.
I'm actually, I have a five-year plan, and I plan to leave my current 8-to-5 job because I still work an 8-to-5 job.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Yeah. If you're in this thing, would you go back or... Is sometimes you have to have that supplemental. I look at that as a supplemental income versus my primary income, right? Or it's the thing that kind of helps pays the bills and gives you the money to build the runway. And then as soon as you build a long enough runway, then you can take off. And I know that I treat my businesses like I work for my businesses. And I tell myself, I said, yeah, that's what pays the bills and gives me the ability to build that runway. And I tell people I fly a 747 jet, so I need a long runway. So we got to keep giving it, and once we get going, we're off.
That's the goal, and that's the plan, and that's why, to answer your question, no. I would want to dive deeper into this. I feel the hours that I'm dedicating to my 8-to-5 job, I'm sacrificing the growth of the business right now. And when it gets too big, at some point, it will get too big that I'm sacrificing too much by taking those hours for my 8-to-5 job. That's when I don't know I got to leave.
Yeah. And you're all in. You're 100%. You're handling the manufacturing, distribution, and...
Everything. My brother, he handles most of the manufacturing. Okay. Yeah.
Manufacturing's probably done in the evening after your...
Exactly.
Yeah. Evening times. Okay.
Long days.
Yeah.
Long days, but...
So we kind of... It's three of us, so we kind of divvy up the work. It's a team at the end of the day. He'll handle the manufacturing. I'll do the distributing medium with clients, events, or whatever, if I got to go beyond the field. I got to go beyond the field, handle all that client face-to-face. A lot of people think that I'm the only one.
That's right. When we first met, I remember, we met through social media. It was Instagram. I don't know how you popped up into my feed all of a sudden, and I was like, and then I wanted to try the paletas out, man. I was like, hey, how do we order some paletas? And then next thing you know, you came and delivered, and then the rest is history. We've had a pretty good relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been a little over a year that I've known of your brand, and again, I'm seeing it grow, and then when I heard that there eventually is going to be a brick and mortar, that's big, guys. That's real big. And let's go back to Paleta Planeta. How did you guys come up with that name, by the way? Because it's a tongue twister, but the brand is cool. The imaging that you guys have done, how did that happen?
It's a little playoff Toy Story, Pizza Planet.
Okay.
You're just going around searching for names, and then what about if we're a planet of popsicles?
Wow.
Paleta Planeta. Let's do Paleta Planeta.
Yeah, no, because Paleta, you want to say what it is. Because sometimes things in English
Spanish,
don't translate. They don't translate
properly.
Obviously, you guys have had your success with it. Then goes, you guys start to create your own flavors and your own styles. Was that part of the training that you guys had from your family? Or are these different types of recipes too? Because My favorite, by the way, hands down, is the Cookie Monster one. I had to share that with my producer. I was like, you got to try this one palette that's a cookie monster. And they actually have cookies in the damn thing. And I was like, damn. But you guys have come up with some real cool, some exotic flavor ones. I probably have at least the majority of your flavors. I've had them. The lime ones are one of my favorite ones with the actual piece of slice of lime. Yeah. I even asked, I'm like, how do you guys like make this thing happen? Like, position, because it's well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Your guys, your paletas are not, it's not just a, hey, here's a paleta. It's a craft. It's a, to me, it's a high-end paleta.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what we wanted to do from the start. We saw a gap in the market because there's a lot of paletas, but they're really selling you concentrate. And we both have families, so it's like, my kid always wants a popsicle or whatever. And it's, you want that? It's like full of sugar. How about, we saw this avenue or this little pathway. It was like, hey, let's build something, a premium. Mm-hmm. There's that, and that's fine, but let's build a premium so where our kids or any other kids try it, they're like, they're actually getting real fruits.
Yeah, yeah, some real nutrients, yeah. Some real stuff.
Not just pure concentrate.
What was the first flavor you guys came up with? Or what was the first one? What was the first palette that you sold? What flavor was it?
I believe it was, we started off with the simple stuff first, and then, yeah, we worked into the Cookie Monster and the rest of that. That was actually from our cousins. They passed over recipes, but over time, we've started to do our own flavors, and now sometimes we call them or they call us like, hey, Primo, how'd you do this or how'd you do that? Ah, well, I added this and I added that. So now we share recipes now. Yeah.
What's the end game for you guys ultimately? I mean, you guys are obviously involved in community. Mm-hmm. I know that you guys are involved in giving back to community through your paletas. Mm-hmm. I also got a brief on one of the Bad Bunny events that one of the people that was out in the audience had a sign up about cancer, and you guys had got involved in something like that. Share about that, because that's important, man, especially as you guys are coming up and there's a purpose, there's a why behind you guys, your creation and what you guys are doing in your movement.
Yeah, so with that, we teamed up with Zenaida Carrasco.
She was the
we didn't know her before.
Got it. Okay. They became famous almost overnight.
Yeah, we seen her story on Instagram prior to all that, and we honestly wanted when we first started, we always said we wanted to give back. We wanted to find something to give back. We wanted to do everything with a purpose.
Got it.
So what we did is we were thinking of ideas, and a soft spot we always had was for children's cancer. So we wanted to team up with somebody and do something special. So the idea that I had was, why don't we team up with somebody who's battling cancer, a child that's battling cancer, have them create it from A to Z.
Nice.
And we bring it to life and we sell it. And all the proceeds will donate it to the charity of their choice.
Wow.
So what we did is I reached out to Zenaida's mom, Crystal, and asked her, hey, we have this idea. Would she be interested? Would Z be interested? I call her Z. Would she be interested in participating?
How old is Z?
At this time, she was, I believe, 11 years old. Yeah.
Wow.
11 or 12.
And she had already gone through some version?
She has been battling cancer since 4 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. She's beat it, I believe, 4 times.
Talk about a warrior.
A real warrior.
And that's why she actually named her paleta. La Guerrera Z. So we reached out to her. We asked her, hey, we're thinking of this.
That's amazing.
We want to do a paleta. We want her to create it. We want her to design the sticker that will go on each paleta. We want everything. She will just bring it to life and we'll sell it. But all the proceeds that we make off of that paleta and donations will be donated to the charity of her choice. She was on board. They were on board. We met up. We got some idea. I asked her to brainstorm some flavors that she wanted. We brainstormed. She did a tasting. She chose the one that she did, which I would have never thought of. It had watermelon, lime, grape, and there was one more item. I forget the other one. But she created that paleta, and I asked her, what would you like to name it? She said, La Guerrera Z.
Wow. Paleta
Z for her.
Yeah, La Guerrera. Yeah, no.
La Guerrera. And so what we did is we brought it out we sold it, and we were able to raise, through donations and people purchasing, $1,281 for the month of September, which is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
Nice.
And she wanted to donate the proceeds to Lucille's Children's Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And Pediatric Cancer Research Institute.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is she still in her in doing her movement, or did anything develop after that though?
She still is, but cancer came back.
Cancer came back. Wow. She actually has her own business as well. She does jewelry for bracelets, and she sells it. She started that when she was in receiving chemo. To pass the time, she would start creating bracelets and start selling them online.
Z Jewelry?
Her Instagram is, I believe, z.jewelrybox.
All right, we're going to have to get that jotted down. And I think if anything, does she have like a GoFundMe account that she's maybe established? Or maybe we can do a paleta, bring back her paleta, her flavor, and make it a treat, right? She's probably, or we can give them to the kids at the hospital. Is she right now in the hospital at the Lucile Packard Hospital? Or
currently, no. Okay. She's at home now, but she is...
Receiving treatment.
Receiving treatment. She will be receiving treatment.
We got to make that. Man, we're going to have to touch that. That one really, it hit me. And the fact that she is a warrior, right?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's, I believe, 12 or 13 now.
Wow, so she's still young.
She's battling.
I think if anything, to keep her spirits up.
Yeah.
I think we should, and I'd be more than happy to donate for the recipes or anything like that, to get at least just to let her know that you guys haven't forgotten about her, that nobody, we're here to support, and there's a lot of people that care. So.
Yeah, not just her, all the other kids that are going through cancer and that.
Yeah.
Any type of hardship.
Yeah, you know? No, that's, wow, that's a touching story there. What, and the family, what's the family...
The family, I give it up to the Carrasco family.
Yeah.
They are strong.
Okay.
The dad, Chuy.
Yeah.
The mom, Crystal, and the siblings, Yaneli, and they call him Papa.
Okay.
Jesus.
All right. We're gonna have to work together on this one. This is something that I want to take on and see if we can do a special run for her. And just, to, again, give her some hope, right? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we need a little hope during crazy times. So that's one of the stories that I wanted to hit on. Other community things that you guys are involved in. I know that there's organizations as well that you guys are.
Last year we did. So besides that, we also have a soft heart for autism.
Yes.
Autism awareness, and that's in April. Last year we ran something for that month. We did a paleta, which was strawberry, kiwi, mango, and lime with the blue color. So that resembles the puzzle for the autism.
Okay.
And we donated 50% of the proceeds to the Autism Research Institute.
Okay.
So.
And autism came about, why? Is that something that you guys are, is there a close relation? Or
yeah.
Is it, okay.
A family member, yeah.
Got it. From, not from siblings.
My son.
Your son?
Yeah, my son.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how old is your son?
My son is 5. They see the world differently.
And it'd be interesting to jump into one of those minds and see how they see the world, right? Because we see it and we're like, damn. And imagine what they're thinking.
Yeah.
How have you been able to cope with something like that? And
fine. I treat them like a normal child. Try not to basically treat them any different. And the reason why is because the world is not going to treat them any different.
Right.
So I sometimes give in at times, but I try to, for the most part, I try to treat them like any normal child. Because, again, when he goes out to the real world, they're going to treat him like a normal child, and like a normal person.
Yeah.
So when he gets a job, they're not going to cut his workload by half because he's autistic. Nah, he's still going to have to do the same amount of work. So it's a tough love relationship that I give him, but also trying to help him with therapy and all that. But, yeah.
How did you see the
what was the trigger?
What
it was that he wasn't speaking at 2 years old.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking. And I didn't find it normal because they said that I didn't speak till 3 years old.
Yeah.
So to me, it was nothing. But then
now we can't get you to be quiet and shit, right?
So they did it. They sent him to do an evaluation, and then a therapist came back and said, yeah, he's borderline autistic based on his behaviors. I guess they have certain things that they catch. So they said that he's borderline autistic. Yeah.
Autism, you guys give back to autism.
Too,
any other involvements in community that's close to you guys, or is that really the...
Those have really been the two institutions that we've donated to. Other than that, we just wanted to be involved in anything community in San Jose. Yeah.
I know I got you guys involved last year in my block party, and this year we got 6 of them. So you guys, we're going to have Paleta Planeta as the official paleta for the shows, for the events. And I know that we've talked about some other things that are coming up that I want to start getting creative. Now that the world, I feel, it has opened up and we don't have, there is no COVID coming up. The only thing that and I hate to say it, but the next distraction that's coming up is the wars that are happening on the other side of the world. And it's just crazy. But as of right now, here where we're at, I keep telling people we're probably one of the greatest places in the world right now, being here in California, San Jose, Silicon Valley, global capital of the world of technology and innovation. And to think that we're creating businesses, yeah. There's no stopping us. There's no stopping the creative juices. I think that the bigger global game plan of your, what you guys, and I think we talked about this a while back, is when we first met, is what's the exit strategy? If there is an exit strategy, or what is the, eventually you want to go into, you want Paleta Planeta to be in every store or restaurant. You want it to be something bigger.
Yeah.
And I think that you guys, when we had that conversation, you felt the vision. You were like, yeah, that's what I see.
Yeah.
But we got to start.
Turning the wheels on it.
That's right.
Every day we work towards it, but yeah, that's always been the ultimate vision since the start. It was never, hey, just build one shop, two shops, three shops. Nah, it's always been, we need to build an empire. We need a franchise. We need to
collaborations. Are you guys doing any big collaborations coming up or anything like that?
Not at the moment. Not at the moment, yeah.
Right now, we're focusing on the opening up the brick and mortar.
Yeah.
And going that way and then going from there.
If you guys need any help with that, especially with the city and all that nonsense, let me know where you guys get stuck or hit roadblocks. You guys are right across from City Hall. There should be no excuse for City Hall to not help you guys out. Let me ask you, downtown San Jose, why downtown? Why the Paleta Planeta? Is it by choice or just an opportunity?
It was an opportunity.
I heard timing coming at you. Yeah. What do you think it was?
So just the timing, we were at that point where we were looking to get a brick and mortar, shopping around, and nothing downtown or outside of downtown. It was like no foot traffic, no, it's not really popping. And that Andrew Espino from One Culture reached out and said, the space. It's too much for me. It's a lot of space for me. How about you guys want to share it with me? So we said, yeah, man, go. Let's do it. Brought it to my brother. He's like, wow, right there, 4th Street Pizza downtown.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great spot,
like,
man.
Let's do it.
There's going to be a lot of traffic. You're near the university.
Yep.
You have the city hall right next. You have a high rise right across the street. Yep. You got a couple other high rises, apartment high rises that are going to be building across the street. Mm-hmm. And those are happening. The commercial industry the commercial side right now is taking a hit, all the office spaces. But the housing element right now.
Residential is going up.
Residential is going up because we have a big housing crisis.
We just going back and listening to your podcast with Zach. Just the whole excitement of what's bound to happen downtown San Jose. It was like, yeah, we want to be part of that. We're going to be part of that.
Yeah, I think that there's going to be a lot of opportunities as things start to develop. It's a slow process, guys. Trust me, I want everything yesterday, and it drives me fucking nuts. Like today, we had a great meeting with all our team. Every week we have a team meeting, and that's important. And I'm sure that you guys know that having a team meeting or a weekly meeting to hold everyone accountable and keep the checks and balances going. And we're just talking about just how right now there's a lot of great things that are happening in the city, but there needs to be some forms of accountability. We have a big event, the GTC, that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, we are...
NVIDIA, right?
NVIDIA. Yeah. If people can't grasp the importance of that, you have all the greatest minds for AI technology.
In one building.
And here in one city. Yeah. This conference is very important. NVIDIA has taken the lead on that stuff. AI technology is going to be in everything. Imagine AI technology is going to be in the computer systems that are going to tell you what paleta you really should be probably producing in the future. And it's all because of data, right? Data, it'll tell you, hey, you might think that the Cookie Monster is the best seller, but it's no, dude, that's your worst seller. Mm-hmm. And you're like, but everybody likes it. No, but you have other ones that cost less, probably.
Yeah.
There's, you know what I'm saying? Even though it might be everyone gets excited and it gets the best reviews, that's probably the most expensive paleta. Yeah. that's AI is going to be able to make things a lot more efficient. We'll see, right? We're still learning. There's the good and there are bad reviews about it. But again, going back to that, there's so many people that are now coming out, that are, the world is now opening up. This year, we went full force with the events. That's what we were talking about today, is we need to now start to really explode the heart of Silicon Valley. We need to really take things to a whole different level. And it even with our own businesses now, because we can't let all that noise get in our heads. We can't let those distractions.
Yeah.
You can't let what your son is going through at a young age become a distraction of what your ultimate goal is. That's just part of life.
Yeah.
And you got to make it happen. Because if it's not that, trust me, it's something else. I tell myself, I'm like, geez, if it's not my back hurting, it's my stomach hurting. If it's not my stomach, it's my back. I'm like, damn, I'm getting old. We didn't get into yours. You mentioned daughter. Or do you have children?
I have two kids.
Two kids, that's right. Okay.
A son and a 7-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter.
That's right. You mentioned the daughter earlier. Okay, so daughter and then your son.
Yeah.
How old is your son?
Seven.
Seven, okay. That's seven, a big difference, bro. 5 years?
Yeah,
five-year
difference. I think I should have just knocked them out back to back.
Anyways.
Hey, when I was dropping them off at kindergarten, I looked back and I said, you're still here? All right, for a walk or something.
Talk to me about your family life, man. How does that impact your business?
It's a motivator. Mm-hmm. Every day,
it's kind of what I was hoping.
You see the kids, it motivates you to do better, be better.
Yeah,
look to grow every day.
Are they your biggest fans for paletas?
Oh yeah, they love it. Yeah, they love my brother. He'll get my son if he goes to the shop. He's like, oh, you're here to work? Uh-huh. Hey, grab that. Grab me some sticks. Grab me this. Hey, start boxing those up.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah, he'll put them to work. Nice. He'll be like, Maxie, you're not coming over here just to try it. Yeah, you got to work.
That's good.
So he'll always put them to work, and that's always good. But yeah, it's a big motivation because I was going to mention before, with no formal education, me. So I was just always looking, buy a fit, go to a club, pop a bottle, and that repeat. So once I had a family, I was like, I got to figure out something because this JOB stuff is not going to end up working. I'm just going to.
Plus, your girl ain't going to be tolerating that shit anymore, right?
Exactly.
So popping bottles and hanging out with girls.
Exactly.
Not going to happen.
I had to switch out the whole game plan.
Yeah.
And now really just look for things that make them better, make us better, and work towards something that we could leave a legacy for, not just for my children, my brother's children, and for the rest of the family.
That goes to say also, when I was going to school, we were supposed to follow a path, right? We were supposed to go to school, get a 9-to-5, and just go work 20 years at the job and then retire, and you have a live your life. No,
you're hurting my stomach right now. Programming. That's called programming, right?
That's what we grew up seeing. Our father,
society, right? Yeah,
our father.
But now it's different.
Yeah.
And so we want to leave something for our children that if they want to go to school, but if you don't want to go to school, that's fine. Take a different, make your own path.
Right.
Take your own path that you want to take.
As long as we're pushing forward constructively and not enabling, because when you do that, that can also backfire, right? Yeah. At least that's my belief, right?
Yeah. Get your education, but if you don't want to go to school,
I'm building an empire. I got 3 boys, and I've told them since day one, you guys are going to work your ass off, and if you want to, I will leave all of what I have behind, but you will work and earn it. I'm not going to leave and just leave it and hand it off.
Yeah, just because your daddy's son. And
I'd rather give it away to good causes than to do that. I'll always make sure to take care of my family first, right? And make sure that everything is set up. But the ultimate long game is to make sure that everyone earns that they have that earning capacity, that mindset of giving back and paying it forward and continuing to elevate, right? One of the things that motivates me is that, at least now, is that I want to be able to inspire, empower, educate others, and then really focus on our Latino culture as well, right? It doesn't matter what part of Latino or what Latino we are, right? We're all people, and we all have that Spanish blood or the Latino blood in us. And that, to me, is I want to see our people lift and grow and go up, because it's a crazy world, right? We only live it once, and then if you really do, I was a big history guy. I always love history, and because it intrigues me, right? Mm-hmm. All the things that we do know of and the things that we don't know of, and you'd be surprised of the things that, you know, that this country, which we're blessed to be in this country because it's a country of opportunity. Yeah. There's no other place, but we're not perfect either, this country's not perfect either. But we get a lot of opportunities that a lot of other places won't give. So
that's why people come here.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So that's the American dream, right? And when you come here, though, and you really dive into it, then you realize that it's not easy. It comes with hard work, right? And when we talk about entrepreneurship, whether it's a paleta, whether it's doing real estate, doing this podcast, it takes work to make it fruition to something to be successful, right?
The biggest thing I think is dedication.
Absolutely. You have to have commitment. Yeah. Right?
Commitment, dedication, yeah. Resiliency.
You got to take, sometimes, honestly, like even today for me, shit, the last 5 days for me have been miserable, but to me, this is important, and I'm going to muster up all the energy that I have to continue to my commitment, because easily I could have said, hey guys, we're gonna reschedule, but that's one thing about me that I'm not. Once I've made my decision, it goes back to my book, right? Decide, mm-hmm. commit, execute. Once I made my decision, I commit, and then I execute, right? Because those are the important things. And just like in business, you made a decision. You wanted to create a paleta empire. You didn't even have a name yet, or it was in the works. You committed to it, and you executed. But your full execution happened when your brother jumped on board, because mm-hmm. then now you knew you had someone to lean on with, and then you guys have now grown this thing.
Let's just three say years in October.
All right, 3 years in October. There we go. I like that one better. I like the 3 years in October. How many paletas have you guys produced? Thousands of paletas.
We're pushing like 80,000.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh man. Yeah. No. For me, it's a premium paleta. Inspiration. Who? I know your parents have been inspiring to you, but what other things have been inspirational to what you guys are doing today? What's been inspirational in driving the paletas and maybe some of the paleta themes that you guys have created? What is that fuel?
I think the biggest fuel is family.
Okay.
Family. Again, going back to leaving a legacy, leaving something behind, some type of legacy. When we leave this earth, we leave with nothing. We came with nothing and leave with nothing.
We came butt naked, and then they put us in a suit when we leave.
Yeah. You turn into bones.
So leaving a legacy for the family. The family is the biggest inspiration. Our dad coming here with no papers. Yeah. My grandpa, from my mom's side, came to the United States. He was born in Chicago, raised in Mexico. Yeah. He came here and he worked in
the bracero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right here at the
so
orchards.
He grew up and working at all these orchards, and his family followed the crop seasons.
Right. Yeah. Through braceros mm-hmm. program.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So my grandpa came here and he worked, and he basically lived in a closet. He lived in a closet for the longest time because that's all he could afford.
Wow.
And he brought one by one over here. My mom, my aunts, my uncles.
Had eight kids.
Eight kids. So that.
Fuck, talk about dedication, right? Yeah. Different times.
Yeah.
Different times, right? You guys would not be here if that.
Exactly.
If that root.
That seed wasn't planted.
Exactly. Right. So the inspiration, I think we get it from our family. That's really where it comes from, for me at least.
Going to the flavors. We try to keep it traditional Mexican flavors with a modern twist, modern fusion. We're Silicon Valley, like you mentioned.
That's right.
Innovation, baby. We got to innovate new flavors, take a little bit of this, take a little bit of that. Let's mesh it together and bring flavors together and bring cultures together.
Yeah.
That's one thing about us, that we wanted to take a little bit from every culture and combine it with the Mexican culture, because the base and the foundations of our paletas are Mexican rooted.
Yeah.
But we could take from the Japanese, or we could take from Filipino culture or Indian culture or cultures from all over the world, going and say, hey, what do you like? What do you guys like over there for dessert? What do you like over here for dessert? And bringing that all together and meshing it into one.
Yeah. There's one of my favorite in Persian culture, they have an ice cream with pistachios. I can't think of the name right now. But anyways, it's such a good, I'm gonna get a flavor of that. And I'm going to bring it to you guys and say, hey, can you make me these paletas?
Cause yeah, definitely.
These are really good. So what do you guys see? What's the future looking like for 2024? We're first quarter's almost done. What do you guys see moving? What's the big accomplishment? Brick and mortar, obviously, you're looking at possibly second quarter, late second quarter.
Yes.
And then does that become the main focus, or do you guys keep your grassroots? Because you guys are on the streets, man. You guys are grassroots.
Yeah. No, we'll definitely open up the brick and mortar, but also keep, like you said, keep the grassroots.
Yeah.
Keep the events going.
Don't forget that, because that's a version of catering.
Yeah,
or
definitely.
A version of your marketing.
It's all marketing. You have good days, you have bad days. There's some days that we go out and we lost more on the vendor fee than we did actually sell. But hey, every day you're one day closer to your goal as each day goes on.
You guys got 6 block parties with me this year. You guys are the official paleta.
Hey, the last ones were great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no,
thank you for the invite.
We got that. We're working on a pool party paleta. We're going to do the detox Sundays popsicle mini versions, because I'm not here. Those are going to be free giveaways, and I'm not trying to spend. Our budget is very little on that, but no. That's going to be fun, man. There's a lot of things. 2024 to me has kicked off. It's had its little bumps in the first 3 months, but it's expected. And again, I'm really excited to have you guys on the show. I'm really excited to see where this all goes. And I'm looking forward to being a big part of your guys' success. Involved, I don't know what in which ways, however, but I told you guys whatever I can do to support and carry on what you guys are doing, man. I'm just, it just makes me feel proud to see other Latinos making shit happen.
And yeah, you've always been great to us. You invited us to the UV, all the urban vibrancy.
Oh yeah, yeah, no.
Block parties, and you're like, hey man, just pull up.
Yeah,
just,
no,
hey,
it's not about
pull up. And
for me, it's not about the money. It's not about the vendor fee. It's about how do we help community? Mm-hmm. How do we help other businesses grow when the struggle is real?
And you introduced us to Zach.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Zach is going
to
be
introduced us to plenty of other people that have been helping us along the way. And thanks
all I asked for from some free paletas for life.
Yeah. Hey, you know it. You send me the text. I'll throw them in the Uber. Yeah, I'll make it happen.
I love it.
It's 2024. We make things happen.
It was the funniest shit. I was like, yeah, you got some paletas delivered. I'm like, by who? Uber. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, but yeah, no, it's crazy how the world is now, right? Yeah. The lady came in and she started asking me for some code. And I was like,
what? I remember you texting me.
These paletas are here. And I started opening. She's, oh, no, hold on. I was like, oh, no, these are my paletas.
Hey, man, what's the code? I was like, oh, yeah.
What's the code? But any last words that you guys want to share with the world, whether it's an inspiration, whether it's, I don't know, something that you would want the world to know from each of you guys. I want to hear, what would you share to another person that's either wanting to go into business or just listening? What is it?
So first, I want to say that I'm excited for this year. You were talking about 2024, so yeah. I'm excited for this year, what it's bringing. I'm excited for San Jose, for what other vendors, other people are building, other things. For example, I'll plug two people, Pinto, Cocina Mexicana.
Yes. I heard they're great. I can't wait to, we're going to have them at one of our
great tacos.
What they're bringing to San Jose.
Yes.
And then another one, Jorvan's Micheladas on Alum Rock.
Okay.
What they're bringing to San Jose, those are two businesses that we follow very dearly, along with the other ones, but those are two businesses that are bringing something different in San Jose.
Nice.
Now, to go into what do I want to leave other entrepreneurs with is basically when you decide that you're going to become an entrepreneur, just do it.
Yeah.
Jump into it. There's going to be days where you're going to question yourself if you're doing the right thing. There's going to be days that you're probably going to cry at night. You're probably going to be stressed out. You're probably going to be stressed out.
Yeah.
There's going to be nights where you're going to wake up in the middle of the night sweating because you're stressing over either money or an event coming up or something is on your mind. You always got to prepare for the worst. You always have to have about 3 or 4 plans. Because it's always going to happen. When you think it's not going to happen, it's going to happen. It could happen.
The next problem is already coming.
For example, already thinking, if my freezer breaks and all my product goes bad, what's my plan? What would happen there? Thinking about all that, making sure like you're gonna have those days where you're going to question yourself, question your ability, question if you're even doing it for the right reasons. Just question yourself. Don't do it. Just you're on the right path. Be dedicated, stick to it. There's going to be days that you're not going to have any sales.
Yeah.
Show up every day. Just show up.
Thanks, coach. I think we're doing a therapy session right now. I'm like, damn, no. You're right. Absolutely. The entrepreneurship has different levels, but we all have the same symptoms, right? You're going to feel the sweats. You're going to feel the worrying. Then you're going to feel the successes. And the celebrations, and they're all at different. It's just at what level are you playing the game, right? I tell people, I said, when I hit that $100 million mark in my life in 2019, I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. And from there, I was going to exponentially grow from $100 million to a billion in 2020. But life happened. COVID came and just wiped everything out.
Yeah.
And you're just like, whoa. But what it didn't wipe out was what I have up here.
Yes.
And what I have here in my heart and the drive of wanting to just not ever giving up. That's another key thing, man. In entrepreneur, you cannot give up.
It's worth it.
Yeah, no.
It's all worth it?
Yeah, no. Sometimes I question myself. Absolutely. I would. For me, it's I love my life. I love the freedom that I have. I can work today and if I want to, and if I don't, then I will pay the consequences either way, right? But I'm in control versus me going to being told what to do. And how to do it, and by when I have to have certain things done. It's just
flexibility.
No, that's just me. So anyways, and you?
Me, I would say, yeah. Me,
my tocayo, man. I was like, oh, fuck, another successful Mauricio. Yes.
We're on the way up. We'll meet you up there. But like my brother was saying, once you have an idea, just go for it.
Yeah.
Don't stop. You're going to, like you said, you're going to doubt yourself like everybody else does. You're going to doubt yourself if you're even doing it right or whatever. But forget all the noise. As long as you know you got a good product, you're building a brand, keep showing up every day. Just keep showing up. Have belief in your product. Have belief in yourself. And don't let nobody ever take that away from you.
I always tell, I have a mantra. I say, nothing or no one will get in the way of my success.
That's a period. Good one.
Well, nothing meaning anything, like any incident, any situation, mm-hmm. anyone, meaning person, whether it's my family or a personal relationship or a business relationship, nothing or anyone will get in the way of my success, period. And that's just, I actually added another one, my success or my peace, because that's the other part. Now, as you get older and you start getting to a certain level of where you're building this empire and you start building this peace, it's not a comfort, it's peace, right? Meaning that you don't let anyone, the noise disrupt you or things get in your head. Man, once you let someone fuck with your peace, you're just like, whoa, dude, like,
they took over.
You got to snip it because then if not, then it becomes a toxic relationship.
It could be like a cancer. It starts growing.
Yeah. So I added the peace this year. I was like, peace is important to me because I know where I want to be. And I know the other part is that I want to surround myself with a great team of people that want to see me grow as well. That we know we want. We also need cheerleaders too, mm-hmm. because I catch myself. I'm cheering for everybody. And then you're like, fuck, man, who's cheering for me? Or who's filling my cup? Mm-hmm. Right. I care about everybody else, but that's just because that's who I am.
Yeah.
But it has to reciprocate, right? And that's why for me is to bring other like minds around and let's see if we all rise together. So that's my inspiration of why I do what I'm doing. Podcast to me, it's great. I always wanted to have my own show. I wanted to be famous. I got my own thing, but I'm doing it for other reasons. I'm doing it because it gives us an ability to share our stories.
Yeah.
Because before, how would we sell?
It's a great platform to be on.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And you guys, I encourage you guys, not right now, but later, do a version of doing a podcast to your business because it's going to be important.
Yeah. And then one last thing.
Yeah.
Never stop learning. Never stop growing.
Yeah.
Never stop dreaming. Never give up and never give in.
That's right.
Y puro para adelante.
Puro para adelante, man. And planeta forever, eh? By the way, before we wrap it up, you guys brought some samples. I just want to share them. Maybe we'll pop one open. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, they're over there.
We'll get one of our assistants back there. One of our hands to bring. Got to give a shout out to my team here. Amazing team.
Yeah.
We got Tyler, who's learning production back there. Actually, he knows, but he's learning more than... Janine Escobar, she's a producer of the show, and then Nancy Murguia, who handles all of the bookings now for me and my life now. So, there we go. All right, let's see, what do we got here? Oh, you guys stacked this up, man.
So the top ones are the regular size paletas, but the ones that you want are at the very bottom.
This is a
guanabana.
Sour stop.
That's one of the exotic flavors.
Calories.
Here, you want one? Here, give that back there. Guanabana mango. All right, there we go. And then, see, look at that. Come on, man. That's fancy
with
right there.
Raspberry jam.
That's fancy.
And at the shop, you'll be able to get the paleta. We'll dip it. We'll add the toppings.
Yeah.
And then these are the water-based ones? Or what?
Yeah, the water ones are at the bottom. But that's water. That's guanabana with berry.
Man, see, I can eat the water ones, right? That's good for my diet, right?
Yeah.
It's all fruit. It's fruit. There's no sugar in here. Tyler, you want one? Oh, yeah. All right. You're working right now, but we got some for you. All right, guys. Is there a website that we can catch you guys at? Or what's the Instagram?
You can find us on Instagram, Paleta Planeta.
All right.
And Facebook, also Paleta Planeta. And also website, www.paletaplaneta.com.
All right.
And for any info, inquiries, info@paletaplaneta.com. But our biggest form of communication, the best form of communication is Instagram.
There you go.
@paletaplaneta.
@paletaplaneta.
Yes.
There you go. And you guys own the domain too, by the way, right?
Yes.
Paletaplaneta.com. We had to do that.
I don't want to have to buy it and then sell it for 10 grand. Your store, what are we looking at?
We're looking to open our brick and mortar sometime in
closer
to May.
Second quarter.
Yes. A lot of things have to fall into place. Health department, city. so on and so forth.
Just got to keep cracking that whip with them. Yeah. Let me know again if you guys get stuck in that. And let me know when the grand opening date is.
We will.
We'll make sure to promote it.
You'll be at the soft opening.
Oh, yeah. No, friends and family. Yeah. I'm going to be there like, yeah, esta está rica. All right. Otra. Yeah. All right, guys. Good. Thank you so much again. Thank you, everyone. Mauricio Mejia Live. And we're out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mauricio Mejia Live.